You are watching On Demand. Please do not try to vote or enter any competition or other interactivity in this program, as it may not count and you may still be charged.
This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges.
I don't think I can do this game.
Seven games, nine lives, a quarter of a million pounds.
Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube? Welcome to the Cube, the most nerve-wracking game show on television. Will someone have what it takes to beat it tonight? Let's find out and meet our first contestants. It's Sarah Cullen from Hertfordshire.
Hi, Sarah. Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Lovely to see you. So you are from Hertfordshire. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Welcome to the Cube.
Thank you.
Who have you brought with you?
I have my mum, Vanessa, my dad, Gary, and best friends, Sophie and Amy.
Lovely to meet you. Has she got what it takes to beat that?
Absolutely.
Yes, she has. Sorry.
And what is that?
She's extremely competitive. She puts 100% into everything she does, and she loves a challenge.
Do you have a figure in mind?
I do, yes.
And are you going to say what that is?
Not yet.
OK. Well, tell us if you reach it.
OK.
Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Memory flash. Sarah, a number of red squares will flash up on the floor for just half a second. You must count how many there are. The speed at which they appear means you will need a photographic memory to win £1,000.
So it's a quick memory. Photographic memory, really?
Yep. Happy with that.
Is that one of your strengths?
I would say so, yes. I would say so.
Do you want to go in?
Yes, please.
OK, that's why you're here. You have nine lives. You have a Simplify should you need it. The very best of luck.
Thank you.
Enter the queue. How does that feel?
Bit lonely.
It's very simple. A series of squares will pop up on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be there for half a second.
Okay.
And then all you've got to do is remember the number. How many were there? You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Cue. Play the game.
That is quick. I have a number in my head.
What's your number?
Nine.
Nine, you say. Cube, is she right or wrong? Does she get out of there with £1,000 and all nine lives intact, or does she have to do it again? Nailed it.
Yes!
You are in great shape. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Line shot. You must throw the cube over the wall so that it lands directly in the target container. Your view of the target will be completely obscured by the wall. So, for £2,000, Sarah, how's your aim?
It's, throwing.
I like throwing. I thought the wall was going to be higher, so I'm quite pleased about that. Because I'm not very high. Let's get in there.
You have all nine lives. You have your Simplify, and the cube will now give you your trial run. So you have every maximum tool available to you.
OK.
If you're ready...
I'm ready.
Enter the cube. Does it look any different from that perspective now you're inside?
Can't see the box anymore.
Yes, that is the problem.
What about the angle? Are you gonna go over?
I don't know. I think maybe over, like netball.
Yeah.
Netball.
It might help if you picked it up.
Yeah.
Then you get a feel for the weight of it.
Ooh, squishy.
Nail this in one, and you are in really very, very good shape for the big money.
Can I go?
Yep. You've got a hole in one there.
Yes!
Absolutely amazing. And you've got £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Reposition. Using just one hand, you must remove all of the red poles and place them on the opposite set of white poles within 10 seconds. If any fall over, you will lose a life. You'll need speed and a steady hand, Sarah, if you want to win £10,000.
So you've researched a lot of our games, in fact, probably all of our games online. You won't have researched this one because it's brand new. You are the first person to play it. What about £10,000?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You thought about how you're going to spend it?
I really want to climb Kilimanjaro.
What do you need for that?
About that much.
Yeah. When I said to you at the beginning, do you have a figure in mind?
Mm-hmm.
Are we anywhere near it yet? You don't have to say.
Getting there.
Getting there?
Yeah.
So we're not there yet?
Not yet.
OK.
I think I want to get in there, give it a go, and then just try and learn from any mistakes if and when they happen.
In which case, for £10,000, good luck.
Thank
enter
you.
The queue. All you have to do is to transfer the red tops to the other side.
Sounds simple, doesn't it?
You have 10 seconds in which to do it.
Do I take my time on the first one and try and get it in and then speed up, or do I just try and do it as quickly as possible?
A good steady pace.
Steady pace.
Yeah, I suppose.
Rhythm.
Yeah.
Rhythm.
Yeah.
Rhythm's good.
Are you feeling about ready to go?
I think so.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Cube, play the game. So you were accurate, they all stayed up, it was nicely done, but you do have to increase the speed.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts over here?
A little bit faster on the first two, now that she's got the feel for it.
Yeah, you got it this time.
And how close was it at the end? What, yeah. Like,
so, oh, you've split got second.
Really close. Yeah, yeah.
Half really a second?
Close.
Yeah.
Less than that.
Dad thinks it's a shoe-in.
Oh, Dad. OK, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Now, that is almost exactly the same, but what you did this time, because the white one was wobbling...
I stopped.
You stopped and looked at it.
And went, ugh.
Yes. OK, pause there, and we'll take a break.
The Cube. The Cube. Sarah, lost no lives on your first two games, but you've lost two lives to reposition. You must move all the red poles onto the opposing white poles within the time limit. If you want to win £2,000.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Cube, play the game.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Yes! That's all!
Yay! Do you know what? You had 0.03 of a second left. You have seven lives, and a simplify, and a trial run. Oh, and £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Locate. The floor of the cube will turn red, revealing a target square. After 5 seconds, the red floor will disappear. Blindfolded, you must place the marker where you think the square was positioned. Sarah, the marker must be completely inside the target square if you want to win £20,000.
It's locate. And I sense by the look on your face that this is the one you were dreading.
I don't like this game.
Well, the stat on this is that on average it takes 3.8 lives.
Okay.
Oh, you've got seven.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got your trial run and your simplify.
Yep.
So it's the strategy, the big money strategy is how you use those.
Yes. I'm going to have to give it a go. I think.
So you wouldn't trial it?
I just think I've got seven lives. If I get past this game, I might want to trial something else.
Sounds like you're going to go straight in and be brave.
I'm going to do it.
You're right in.
Let's go.
Straight in for £20,000. Into the queue. Everything to play for. Put that mask on. Pick up your marker. Cube, show us the target square. There it is. Snap the mask down and go. What do you think?
I think that some of it might be in.
Cube, is she right or wrong? Oh! Just out.
Six lives remaining.
But that was so close!
You don't really like this game.
No.
Why don't you hit your simplify now and save your lives?
You think? Everyone said no.
One man's view.
That was... It was the corner,
it was so
Dad.
Close.
It was the corner. I just put it at the wrong angle.
No, another go. Sorry, audience.
You ready to play?
Yes.
OK. Cube, show us that target square.
A bit further this way this time.
Let's have a look, shall we? Fingers crossed, and here we go.
Oh!
5 lives remaining.
So close!
Shall I simplify it?
If you'd have simplified, that would be in. So if you just do that again,
hopefully.
With a simplify, I'd simplify.
Mum?
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you in agreement?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Can I simplify it, please?
Decision made?
Yes, please.
Can you please simplify the game?
The size of the target square has been increased.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got it now.
Come on, you can do it. Okay.
Cube, show us the target. Happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Shall we have a look?
Yeah.
For £20,000, in or out?
Please be in. Please be in.
Like, if you hadn't simplified, I think you'd have been out the side.
Really?
I think so.
Well done, team.
Very good. Good advice. Worked perfectly. Oh, you have, and you'll be happy to hear this, £20,000! Game 5 is for £50,000! And this is what's inside the cube.
Expulsion. Inside the container are 500 balls. You must remove all of them within 15 seconds to succeed. You can use both hands, and the container must be empty when the time is up. Sarah, with 5 lives remaining, will you be fast enough to win £50,000?
Mo Farah played this game at 50,000 and beat the cube.
He did. He's my Farah, though. I'm thinking I would be a fool not to do it. If I don't trial it and I lose a few lives, I'll regret not trialing it.
Definitely.
You've already got a significant sum of money in your pot. Mm-hmm. The caution says just think about what you've already got as well as where you're going.
Do I trial it?
It's not a 50 grand game for nothing. It's not going to be easy.
Yes. Yeah, let's trial it. Trial it first.
OK, decision made. He's going to try it. £50,000 for you to decide whether or not you play it. Enter the cube. There it is.
That's a lot of balls.
Yep. Tell me when you're happy and in position, and the cube will play the game.
I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. £50,000 decision to make after the break.
Now it's your chance to take some money from the cube. To beat the cube, you need to play 7 games. So, for your chance to win £31,007, look and listen carefully. In the following attempt at extraction, how many tabs are removed? Was it A, 9, B, 12, or C, 13?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrants must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 13th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Sarah, yes! After a clean sweep on your first two games, you lost two lives to reposition, then another two, and your Simplify to locate. You failed your trial run on expulsion. Now, with five lives remaining, will you risk everything for £50,000?
What are you going to do?
I'm leaning towards doing it. I think that I would hugely regret it if I didn't.
Let's go down the line. Mum.
Go for it.
Vanessa says play it. Gary.
Play it.
Gary says play it. Sophie.
Go for it.
I think
Amy.
You can do it. I think you can do it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Your team says play, but it's your decision.
I'm gonna play.
She's in! Take the position. Cue, play the game. There are three balls left in the container. By the law of averages, if it goes down like this, we should be right next time.
I can do it, can't I?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Let's give her a bit of a boost. This is the one. This is the £50,000 attempt. Get yourself ready. Get your arms in position. Cue, play the game. Incredible moment. What a thing to have done. Listen to this. You have £50,000. Game six is for £100,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Cylinder. For £100,000, simply bounce the ball into the cylinder. It can only bounce once before it reaches the target. So, for £100,000, Sarah, do you want to play?
Oh, no, I like it.
All you've got to do is bounce the ball into a bucket in four attempts.
And I love these games.
Do you practice this one?
Yeah.
And?
It's quite good.
Would you like a statistic?
Yes, please.
On average, it takes 3.9 lives.
Oh!
You've got four.
power.
I know I could do it.
You've been above average so far.
I know I could do it.
I think this game was made for you.
Oh.
And I know any other day you could stand and do that and get it in first time. But when there's £50,000, the chance to lose that, I just don't know. And that's not saying I haven't got faith in you,
no,
but
I
would hate to see you lose £50,000. Because I know how much it means to you.
How much did you have in your mind?
50,000.
Wow. So you hit it, that dream target, that amazing figure that you thought, would that ever, ever happen? And you've now got it. But you're looking at 100.
I know.
Would you ever have imagined that you'd be standing looking at the £100,000 game with four lives?
No.
It's bouncing a ball into a bucket. And it's tempting you in.
Yes, but it's doing this to me as well.
Having £50,000?
Yes. I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
Decision made. Thank you so, so much, Sarah.
Thank
that
you.
Was brilliant. You didn't beat the cube, but you will take away £50,000. Enjoy for that. See you, everybody. Let's meet our next contestant. It's Tony Cooler! Hi, Tony. Hi, mate. Lovely to see you. Welcome to the Cube.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Feeling excited?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, whereabouts are you from, Tony?
I'm from Birmingham.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I own a pizza delivery franchise.
Oh, lovely. How far do you deliver?
We deliver to Wembley, so there's one coming on the way.
Do you really? We'd like 400 four-seaters, please, if that's all right.
Who have you brought with you? I've got my lovely wife, Jazz. My not-so-lovely cousin, Amon.
Hi, Amon.
And my very lovely cousin, Raj.
Very nice to see you.
Welcome to all of you. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat the Cube?
I hope so, yeah. I'm generally quite calm under pressure.
Yeah.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Do you think he's got what it takes to beat the Cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we start?
Yep.
Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the Cube.
Tony, a number of blue squares will appear on the floor of the cube. You must press the button when there is an equal number of squares on either side of the line. If you press the button at the wrong time or take too long to react, you will lose a life.
Brand new game. You are the first person to play equal.
Okay.
And it's just counting, accurate counting,
mm-hmm.
for a grand.
Yep.
How hard can that be?
Hopefully not too hard, yeah.
You ready to go in?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, you have 9 lives, you have a simplify, and this is for £1,000. The very best of luck.
Okay.
For the first time, enter the cube. First time. Good reaction, by the way, just checking it all out, checking it all out.
It's about the same size as our conservatory.
You have a very tall conservatory.
Yeah, not as high as that.
All you've got to do is to count the numbers on either side of that red line. When they match, hit that button, and you'll stand beside me with £1,000.
Okay.
Happy?
Yeah.
Okay, cue, play the game. Side and 9 on the other in that
yeah.
one.
Okay.
You've got to count more accurately than that. The cube has taken a life.
Sure, okay.
You ready for another go?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Cube, let's play the game.
one line remaining.
It was that one.
Yeah, I was just about to press it then as well.
Gotta be quick. Gotta be quick. Ready to play again?
Yep.
Cube, play the game.
Remaining.
Cube has taken another life. You do have a simplify, so if you're thinking, do you know what, I'm losing all of my lives on this one, you could play your simplify.
If you don't get the next one, maybe try the simplify. Then.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. It's coming so quickly, by the time you get to it, and it's... Yeah, it just... Yeah. It seems so easy, but it's just... I think it's just nerves at the moment.
Just calm down.
Just relax.
Yeah.
How are you going to play this? We'll find out after the break.
Here's another chance to take some money from The Cube. To beat The Cube, you need to play seven games. So, for your chance to win £31,007, look and listen carefully. In the following attempt at extraction, how many tabs are removed? Was it A, 9? B, 12, or C, 13.
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B, or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 13th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
The Cube. The Cube. Tony, you've already lost three lives on your first game equal. Can you press the button when you see an equal number of squares on either side? Or do you need to simplify?
Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try again. This is the one. Let's give this a go. You play the game. Life. You got it just at the last second.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, you're through it.
Yeah.
You made it through, you have £1,000. Yeah. Game two is for £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Tower. You must restack the block from the other side of the cube within 12 seconds. You may only move one at a time. Tony, can you move fast enough for £2,000?
There's your second game. £2,000 game. And obviously, I think the nerves are probably calming a little bit now.
Yeah, calm down a little bit now.
Got the first one out of the way.
Yeah.
Stumbled a little bit, so you've got six lives.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your simplify, and the cube has also now given you a trial run, so you could try it if you wanted to.
I've seen this one done a lot, so I'm a bit more confident about this one.
You ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
For £2,000, the very best of luck, and enter the cube. Gotta be very fast. Feeling good?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Cue, play the game.
Quicker!
Ah!
5 lives remaining.
Now you know how fast you've got to do it, and you really were just a shade out there.
Yeah. I think I know where I went wrong on that last one, so I think I can hopefully get rid of that one little second.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Cue play the game. Inside the queue.
Dual reflex. Two balls will be fired at you in quick succession from different corners of the cube. You must catch both without dropping them. You will need excellent hand-eye coordination in order to win £10,000.
Catching balls for £10,000. So let's just have a word with your team here, because there was a lot of chatter going on.
We've actually been practicing this one in the office.
How did he do?
He did all right.
You could take a trial run if you wanted to, or you could go straight in.
No, I think I'm going to go straight in for this one.
You in?
Yep, absolutely.
Here we go for £10,000. Enter the queue. You can decide where you want to stand.
Okay.
Closer you are, the faster you have to be. Good luck. Nail this and you are back on track. Cube, play the game. This just paid off.
Yep.
You've got £10,000. Game four is for £20,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Balance. For £20,000, simply balance on the beam for 20 seconds. If you touch the floor within that time, you will fail. The game starts as soon as your second foot touches the beam. Just keep your balance, Tony. What could be easier?
It's just balancing for £20,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't looking forward to too many balancing games, if I'm honest, but we'll give it a go.
What would £20,000 mean to the both of you?
Well, we're hoping to build a house next year. We've got a little daughter, 7-year-old daughter, who's got cerebral palsy. So we're hoping to build her a single-storey house. And we wanted to add some finishing touches to it for her, like a little playground and stuff like that, that she can play with. And that's quite expensive, the special needs equipment. So £20,000 would be able to make a really nice little playground for her. So that'd be great. So, yeah, that's what we're hoping.
So this is important, this one. You could use your trial run if you wanted to, or you could go straight in. If you go straight in, you'll stand beside me with £20,000 or nothing.
I don't think there's any benefit to doing the trial run, because it's not the same when there's no pressure on. So I think,
just go for it.
Yep, I'm happy to give it a go.
Ready to go?
Yep, absolutely, yes.
For £20,000 and all that that will do for you, enter the queue. There it is. You can put one foot on it, When your second foot touches that red bar, you are in play.
OK.
You start this one.
OK.
Four lives remaining.
I'm going to simplify it straight away.
OK.
Yeah.
What do you want it to do?
Become about that.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The width of the beam has been increased by 50%.
Does it look helpfully wide to you?
Yeah, it's a bit wider, so I'm just thinking about my stance, whether or not it's when you're stepping up. As soon as I'm stepping up, it's a bit wobbly, so...
There's nowhere for you to run here because you have to get this right in four attempts.
Yeah.
You've four lives remaining. That's the difference between standing here with £20,000 and standing here with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You go when you're ready, but the timer starts when your second foot touches the red bar.
Okay.
Remaining.
Getting that second foot on it just kind of...
The trouble is it ends up getting inside your head, and the simplest of tasks suddenly is messing with your mind.
Yeah.
Steady yourself if you had your second, you know, your other foot behind you, cross that way. Focusing too much on one foot,
yeah.
So that needs to steady you at the back. Keep your right foot how it is on an angle, back foot, straight across it like that. So you're kind of surfing court sort of thing.
Just steady yourself with your back foot.
On a game that has you in turmoil. For you could, within the rules, get one foot on and feel comfortable with it, and that foot, you can practice your balance as much as you like, and then when you feel comfortable with that, then you can touch it with the other foot, and maybe that might help.
OK.
The timer won't start until your second foot touches that beam. You have one more go.
Yeah.
And that was pretty close. If you'd have touched, you'd have been there. That was pretty close. About as intense as it gets, and who would think something like that would cause you such trouble, such anguish? I am so sorry, so sorry. Everybody in here wanted you to do that more than anything. Listen, hundreds of thousands of people apply to be in there. At least you got a chance to play.
Yeah.
Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Tony, ladies and gentlemen. A contestant crushed by the queue. If you were in there, could you have done it? Could you beat the cube?
Next time on the cube.
I don't normally get the shakes.
Nice and calm. You can do this.
Where did I go wrong?